I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Senators Patrick Leahy and Bernie Sanders both voted to oppose President Trump's plan to transfer several billion dollars from defense programs to build a wall along the Mexican border today. As we've been hearing, the Senate rejected Trump's plan when 12 Republicans joined with all 47 Democrats. The president issued an emergency declaration in order to transfer money to the wall project. Leahy, the senior Democrat on the Senate Appropriations Committee, said Trump's efforts were illegal.
But it's become more and more evident he did it for only one reason: to do an end run around Congress and the Appropriations Committee and use taxpayer money to build a wall on the southern border that Congress has refused to fund.
The bill already passed the House and will now be sent to the president, who has vowed to issue his first veto. Southern Vermont College in Bennington holds about $6 million in debt as it prepares to close after the spring semester. The Bennington Banner reports the value of the college's campus and land has been assessed at about $9 million. Southern Vermont College President David Evans tells the paper that debt stems from a 2011 bond used to build a new dormitory and other smaller projects on campus. Evans says besides the bond, the college's outstanding debt is likely under $300,000. And more than half of Vermont's hospitals lost money on their operations last year. Citing a study by state regulators, VTDigger.org reports that 8 of Vermont's 14 medical hospitals operated in the red in fiscal 2018. The Vermont Senate has approved legislation requiring the Green Mountain Care Board to have at least one practicing physician on the panel. The board oversees almost every aspect of health care in Vermont, including reviewing private health insurance rates and hospital budgets. Physicians have previously served on the board, but that's not currently the case. Lamoille Senator Richard Westman told his colleagues that having a physician would help the board improve quality of care.
If you're going to concentrate on quality, you need people doing the work as a practitioner to bring that quality to the Green Mountain Care Board and bring that perspective.
The requirement would go into effect when the board has its next vacancy. The legislation still needs to be considered by the House. And students from around Vermont are planning to join a global strike against climate change on Friday. They're planning to skip class to lobby politicians and schools to take action to reduce reliance on fossil fuels. VTDigger.org reports the aim is to call out schools and other institutions for insufficient attention and action on climate change. Middle school, high school, and college students are all planning to join the strike in Vermont. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight: mild with scattered rain showers late, lows in the mid-30s to the mid-40s. Scattered rain showers tomorrow, highs ranging through the 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered rain or snow showers over northern mountains. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.